Sunnyside, Kooranbong, New South Wales, Australia. January 15, 1899. I am propped up in bed to write a few lines to you. I left the campground Monday morning at 9 o'clock, needing rest and treatment. I had spoken 10 times before the large number assembled under the tent and the many who could not get under the tent. Our congregation's Sabbath afternoons and evenings and Sundays have been the largest we have had in any tent meeting. We have had one of the greatest and best meetings we have ever attended. The interest seemed to begin with the first meeting. The large tent, the largest we have yet seen, was filled to overflowing, and thus it kept up until the close. On weekdays and evenings the tent was full. I spoke 10 times to the large number and 6 times to lesser numbers in the early morning meetings, beside council meetings. I hoped to get over my weariness, but I had been so reined up I did not know I was about on the eve of bankruptcy. They expected I would attend the meeting at Ballarat commencing this week, but I am really unable. I have been growing sicker and sicker until I began to think seriously how this would end. Yesterday, Sabbath, a telegram informed us our dear, beloved brother Wilson fell asleep quietly in Jesus Friday afternoon. It may be I shall go next. I have failed in flesh much during this illness. I cannot eat. I suffer much pain. When before the people I feel intensely, the peril of every soul seems to stand out clearly before me, and I try to draw them. I lay hold upon the sinner with one hand, and Christ with the other hand. I speak above 1 hour full of earnestness, and perhaps it is this that makes me so sick now. 2,000 people were present at the last meeting Sunday afternoon. I know the Lord was in the tent, making His presence felt. We thought the Brisbane Queensland camp meeting was a wonderful meeting, and it was. I labored with all my powers, then had a meeting with the Rockhampton people, and they felt so anxious for me to go there, to Rockhampton. I talked with them all for nearly 2 hours, and finally decided to go to Rockhampton, but was taken sick the very morning I started. Was sick all the way, could not eat. I vomited, and it was nothing I had eaten, for I live so very abstemiously, it could not be that it was food in my stomach. I decided it was overwork. It was Monday we left. Wednesday we arrived at Rockhampton. I thought I would have rest until Sunday, but after spending a night on the boat, brethren met us and told us they had sent advertisements everywhere that I would speak Wednesday evening. I scarcely had strength to stand. We were to ride 4 miles out in a wagonette, and then must come 4 miles back into the city, and, after speaking, ride again 4 miles into the country. The carriage, to me, was exceedingly hard, but I went through the process and spoke in the largest hall in the place. The Lord strengthened me, and the hearers seemed much interested. But I was so sick I could not sit, and it was most difficult for me to eat. Sabbath I again rode into the city and spoke in a smaller hall, most earnest words which the Lord gave me. Then we had testimony meeting, and true deep feeling was in the meeting. There were confessions made.